Translation. Good morning, everybody. This is a post-Parayan DVD translation. First day of the Parayan being over. This is on the 23rd of January, 2012. Pujaniruma's DVDs, most likely. We have a series of Pujaniruma's DVD that are continuing from the Wales Shibir. We'll know now. Here we go.
Namo Mitranai. Namo Arihantanam. Namo Siddhanam. Namo Ayariyanam. Namo Vajjayanam. Namo Loe Sabha Samanam.
Could you speak loudly? Okay.
Naiso Vanchana Mukharo. Sabha Pahapanashanam.
Dada Bhagwan is the absolute self, Paramatma, who resides within us only.
Simandar Swami, Tirthanka Bhagwan, Vijay Vartaman, Devdhari Swarupe, Mahavidekshetra.
Simandar Swami is a current living Tirthankar in Mahavidekshetra, and millions of namaskars to this fully enlightened Lord. On top penance, the invisible penance, Wales Shibir 2011. Jai Sachidana Niruma, as live as you can imagine. Today we are going to talk about invisible penance. Invisible penance. Invisible penance is that which is invisible. Everybody is doing the visible penance, but this is the invisible penance. This is in Wales 2000. For moksha, you will need invisible penance. The visible penance is like heat, cold, no food, whether you get the food on time or not, or it might come late. Oh, these are all, somebody might not get any food for the day. These are all visible penances. These are all gross penances, external penances. Tappa, T-A-P-A. And when you do this kind of external penances, you will have some peace in your worldly interactions. But now the invisible penance is it will take you to moksha, will liberate you forever. And for that you will have to the rag dvesh, the anger, greed, deceit and pride, and the inner invisible penance, they destroy these enemies within you. Antar means inside, inner penance, and it keeps on burning from inside. Nobody knows what is happening outside. If somebody insults you, somebody neglects you, somebody does not communicate with you, somebody has a non-communicative attitude towards you, when you do not enter into rag dvesh, you do not react to the slightest extent, then you know that it is the invisible penance. Yes. So, whatever may happen externally, if you do not let anger, greed, deceit, pride happen, then that is called aditya. You know, the mother-in-law might be nagging, or the daughter-in-law may be nagging, the children may be upset, the parents may be expecting you to behave in a certain way, and especially in joint family, difficulties may arise. But these are all external evidences, but in whatever may be in Vyavasthit, is so be it. When they are with me, that's fine. But as long as they are with me, there is Vyavasthit. And when they are not with me, there is Dvesh. Should not be so. There must not be any rag, dvesh, attachment, abhorrence, aversion, reactions within. If you do not have rag, dvesh, which means artha dhyan, raudha dhyan, that means you are free. So if you have any evidences of rag, dvesh, then you're still bound. If you do not have any rag dvesh, for that you have to. So what does not let you become tanmayakar, the body mind form, that is the ultimate definition of adit tap, of invisible print. In other words, you're standing on the line of knowledge and ignorance, the line of demarcation of the S capital self versus the small self. And if ignorance covers you up completely, then you do not let it cover you up and you do not become absorbed in it. Ignorance means I am Samantha. And so yet, lot of things you have to do which you do not like. When you do it, you get certain results. And if you don't, you have to do so many things that you do not like to do. But you see, you're doing it with a heavy mind, and that is not, and with a bored attitude or with a hassled attitude, and that is not called adit tap. You have to do it anyway. So why not? You know, I'll have to do it. If I don't do it, you know, there's no go, that kind of stuff. It kind of keeps this invisible penances through the S capital self and without any evidence of doership. And when you really investigate within, you'll find that it is you who are holding on to these things. When you become mukta, when you become free by remaining as the S capital self, then you will not enter into any evidence of being hung up in it or catching some of these things or subtle, all these subtle insistences. This is the way it should be. This is not good. This is the way. Yeah, whatever is correct, whatever has happened is vyavasthit. And when we accept vyavasthit, then there is no problem at all. And there will be not the slightest degree of suffering. Vyavasthit means to accept it. Svikar, I am accepting it. That's it. When you have the acceptance, then there is no suffering. It's when you do not accept and there is a resistance, then there is a suffering. Vyavasthit brings you in the knowledge of acceptance, whatever, and that is the knowledge. Vyavasthit is the intellect will try to find the justice and injustice. Where did I wrong or do wrong? Why should I do it, etc.? That is any questions. Why should I do it and where am I wrong? And that is the intellect. Whereas Gnan, J capital, says that whatever has happened is correct, is exact, and just accept it. It will not let you suffer. So when we apply the knowledge and when you remain in the Gnan, in the S capital self, then there will be the invisible penance. Once you set yourself with the S capital self against anything that is unpleasant, that is unfolding in front of you, and then you are entering into the invisible penance. External penances are going on. There is not much importance of the external penance, like fasting or the ones that are experienced through the mind, speech and body, where others can see your penance. That is called visible penance. Now you tell me, please tell me. When you do something with heart, with mind, or with an upset mind, both are holes. You are not supposed to do it through the mind. You are not doing it anything through the mind. Whatever is happening, and the old ideas and the old expectations are burning, and that is the aditya. If somebody insults you, you will not like it. You will. No. At that time, set the Gnan. And this is Vyavasthit. Then you know who is he or she insulting. I am a pure soul. and they are only telling the one with the label. It is Petronila is a label only, right? Is it? It's not a full real name. It's all the relative accounts are being settled, and I am becoming freer. I am rising higher in the self as capital, and so. Dada used to say that I'm in constant internal penance. Even then, it then that also went away. Very subtle. What kind of penance Dada used to have? When the external penances come for Dada, we would become very upset. But, you know, in the very small cars of India, Dada would sit for 12 hours, non-air conditioned. And he is an elderly gentleman. And, but he, there will not be a slightest change in the expression of the face of Dada Shri. Everything is fine. Just fine. I'm fine. I'm fine. The more you push him in the car, exit, there are four more people. No change. The body may complain, but no. There is nobody will know that the Dada is uncomfortable. He will not let ignorance come into knowledge. He is the knowledge incarnate. He is the knowledge itself, and therefore no evidences of ignorance, which is I am Ambalal, would come in to him. It is natural for him. He doesn't have to enter into penance. It is a natural, which is natural. You know, everybody would not take care of Dada, you know, with a lot of care. Everybody will not say, Dada Bhagwan, Dada Bhagwan. There will be people who say, who is this old man? Put him outside, you know, like, move, sir, like this. So, some people will come and tell Dada, is this your Akram Vignan or Chakram Vignan? Chakram means crazy. Chakram means, this is crazy science of yours. Do you remember any special occasions, Niruma, with Dada? This is Ramesh Bhai of London. He's now here. Do you know of any special occasions with Dada that you want to share with us? Yes, once it happened in satsang that there was a 25-year-old man. He came. He sat in the back of that hall. It was a huge hall, and he sat in the back. Dada was in satsang. And so, you know, everyone told him, go forward, you come new, you're new, go near Dada, go near Dada. He would say no. But Mahatmas are very strong, right? So, they pushed everyone, say, go near Dada, that's the only way you go. In those days, there were no TV or anything. He kept on saying, no, I don't want to go. When this insistence was going on, Dada's attention was going on. So Dada looked in there, what's going on over there in the back? Dada is not coming to you. We want Dada, my brother, come here. So, you know, very reluctantly he came to Dada. Then Dada was continuing with some other people, and he just suddenly asked Dada, have you read anything of Dada? You're coming for the first time? Yes, I have read something. He says, I have read something of Dada. Which book have you read? Which book of Dada have you read? I am reading your Afatvani. That means your speech that creates problems. Afat means problems, external problems, and Apta means that you can trust completely. This is Dada. Is that so? Dada says very naturally. Oh, Afat. But what? Tell me, what is the problem in that book for you? Tell me what the problem is. Afatvani. This is full of all kinds of problems in it. When I read, there are more problems in that book. Dada says, yes, all right, okay, that's how you feel. Then 2 minutes later he says, I'm leaving now. I want to go. Dada says, oh, no, why are you going away? Sit down. I'm not having any fun here. I want to go. So he stood up. So everybody says, sit down, sit down, sit down, don't go. Why don't you have a cup of tea? Have a cup of tea. No, I don't drink tea. I don't drink tea. Then okay, we'll give you some milk if you don't want tea, we'll give you some milk. Oh, get him some nice badam kesar, like almond and saffron milk. Get it for this young man and bring two cups. You know, I will drink one and this young man is going to drink the other one. That's it. He said, no, I don't want. Then he said, so somehow they managed to make him sit down there. When the milk had, he kept on saying, no, I'm not going to touch it. The milk is ready. I'm not going to touch it. No, you will have to drink it. You are here. The Dada says, it won't work. If you don't drink, all of them will forcibly make you drink this. All of these people will make you drink. He says, we are giving, you should drink this milk of love. It's coming through love. So he got a little confirmed. So he says, let me drink it. You should feel the love behind the milk that is being offered to you. Okay, just take a little bit. So Dada, half Dada drank and half he gave to the young man. And then he drank. And then he left. Then Dada settled the file with equanimity. You know, this is the thing. You see, he was so upset in the back. He wanted to get out of the hall. He came in front of the Dada. Dada shared a cup of milk with him and then let him go. What a beautiful example of how to settle a file. He just came. He was not interested. He just came to see what's going on. You know, probably, you know, his parents insisted or some uncles insisted, you gotta go there. There was one time when Sirishbhai was also there. So now let's take a look at on first time when that it was there satsang in the evening in Kenya. There were very few people at that time. It was the first day in Nairobi. There were not many. Dada was there in 86 in Kenya. A young man came and Dada, I asked him, what do you do? I'm a broker in real estate. You are a Luwana, which is a, you know, are you just doing a broker only? Just a broker? Taking commissions? Because are you not doing, you know, taking commissions in contractor? He became angry with Dada. He became, why do you think taking commissions is so low? And Dada says, you don't have to, you just take the commissions, there is no responsibility or risk. Don't you do that in your business of contract? And Dada says, you are a Luhana. Luhanas do good trades. Then you are doing this thing. So you are going on my jat. I am on my caste. I am a Luhana. He just got up and left. He just left. Dada Zen just said, when he goes home, he is going to repent. Yeah. And Dada says that I give him blessings, but when he goes home, he will be repentant.
Unfortunately, Emma, last year, the accident
and then he just died in an accident last year. Two to 3 weeks ago only he passed away, but he had met Dada. So this is how it is. Dada was absolutely unaffected. Is it the Luhanas in India? They are highly developed. Their intellect is very highly developed, even higher than the Vaniks, the traders, the Vaniyas. So if you have got a very highly developed intellect, why are you taking commissions? Why are you doing a job which just takes commissions both ways? You can do something much more, you know, good, better for you, just like that. Dada was trying to get him. Once it happened, says Niruma, in Ahmedabad it happened. There was a lawyer, and so this lawyer, he had bought a new home, a new house. He had a very deep desire that I would want Dada to come to my home and then I would feed him and we'd have a satsang. Instead of vastu in the usual prayer kind of stuff, he said that if Dada, so he kept the satsang, etc. morning. And then he called all his family members to meet Dada because he was a lawyer. And he was also a junior guy, and his boss also was a very famous lawyer in Ahmedabad. So because he called, the boss also came. So his boss came now. And he was a very busy man, you see, with all kinds of cases going on in his head. Dada says, come here, sit down. And the satsang was going on, as usual. And then came to doership. Then Dada says, there is no God overhead who is a doer of it. There is no father overhead who is doing it. And the lawyer boss immediately turned all red and he just got up and just walked up. Do you mean there is no God at all? Don't you think there is a God upstairs? There is no. You don't think there is a creator God upstairs? And he got so upset that he became all red. And then he was not, he did not stay there. Dada says, Please sit down, I'll make you understand. And so he just took off. And so somebody ran after that man. Please, Dada is calling you, please come back. But he just started walking away. Dada. But then, you know, even he stood at the back, in the back, and then later on he just walked away. He did not come back to Dada. He was not willing to listen to Dada. If you don't listen to Dada, how can you understand what the point is? And there is, what do you mean there is no God upstairs? Dada is saying the Lord, God is within you, not above you. But he was not willing to listen to that. He became all red hot. There is Dada with her tree. Now, this happened in there was 1971. We had gone for a pilgrimage in South India with Dada, 30 of us. There was one car from Vadodara, one from Bombay, one from Dada, and the fourth was Poranga or Aurangabad station wagon. So there were four cars. One is a special van kind of with a jeep from Aurangabad, Neruma's village. And it was a kind of village. They customized it so that they can have folding. And so you can sleep in the jeep in the night, and in the morning, you know, you can put planks, and so you can put a little bedding so Dada can sleep in the night in the thing. So these four, they were all ordinary cars. They were not the kind of cars that you have this time. And so the cars will go in a caravan, but one after the other they will all fall sick, the cars would. We left Mumbai, and when we reached Pune in 1971, 10 hours it took from Mumbai to Pune, 10 hours, it only takes about 3-4 hours, right? Yes, 3. And so we were not supposed to halt in Pune, but we had to spend the night in Pune. And there was some distant relative or Dada's partner, so we had to stay there. We took an average of per day, all the problems we had this with these four cars. So we took a month and a half to see the whole of South India in these four cars. 30 of us with Dada. So if one feels down, then all the other three cars have to stop, you know, until it recovers. And the other one recovers. And so they would lay something underneath a tree for Dada, and Dada would just talk, we'll sing pados, you know, and 2 or 3 hours will go, well, somebody will repair the car. Yeah, well, you know, while going there was nobody, but when we were returning, people were getting a little frustrated with these cars. It was, the Aurangabad car was a jeep, it was fine, it would crank on right away. The Mumbai car was bad. The Mumbai car. And then in the end, Javier Bhai says, what kind of a Khatara, what kind of an old car? And he says, So Jaivir Bhai, my brother, said that, you know, I haven't seen anything. What did you see in South India? In every town that I visited, the only thing I saw was garage only. Garage is for the car. I didn't see it. Because while everybody was enjoying South India, I was in the garage trying to repair your car. So when Jaivir Bhai, my Niruma's brother, was really upset on the way back. Hey, what kind of a car is this? What kind of nonsense? And so because he was so upset with somebody else's car, his own car got broke down. And then we went to Tirupati Balaji. This is a famous temple in South India. We reached there in the night. Everybody slept because it was pretty late in the dark time. We did not know that the lines form at 4 o'clock in the morning to do the darshan. So everybody got ready after breakfast comes at 8-9 o'clock. We went there to do the darshan. When we saw, there was a huge line, like a couple of miles long. Hey, when will we get in us, you know? When will you get it? At 12 o'clock at noon, you'll get your turn to see the Lord. And says, and they say, if you really want to do a fast darshan of the Lord, each one of you have pay 100 rupees each. 100 rupees. Big money at that time. Dada says, no, we are not going to bribe so that we can do darshan of the God. We are not going to do that kind of darshan. We cannot pay money just to see God, you see. Dada says, now 30 times 100 is 3,000 rupees. That's a lot of money. We can't pay it. So Dada says, no. So they are like, no, we are not going to spend that kind of money. So, why don't we do this? Why don't we just call Tirupati Balaji outside that, and we will do the darshan. You know, instead of going inside, we will call the Tirupati, we'll call the Lord outside this temple. Then we'll do the darshan. He says, you know, so we'll just, if we do, you know, in that, so everybody said, let's do that. So they all went outside. There are 4 or 5 people who were of Mahatmas who said, how can the Lord be called outside? How can the Lord be called outside the temple? We have come all the way and we have not done the darshan. How are we going without darshan, without doing the darshan, how can we return? This is not called the darshan. What Dada is talking about is not called the darshan. Even if it's a line, we are going to enter the line. So, Dada says, go, that's fine, you know. So they went on the line, but the rest of them, we were there with Dada. We 5 or 6 left. There was a tree there in Tirupati, and there was a little place. Dada says, why don't you clean this place? Let's clean it up nicely. And then we lay something for Dada. And says, keep everything. And Dada did the vidhi. Then Dada says, Tirupati Balaji, now do the darshan. Everybody had a beautiful darshan of the Balaji. Beautiful, had a beautiful darshan. Anyway, says, we saw the second. Everybody was just having fun. And they went to the hotel. And Dada was in bliss only. If you, wait, did they really do the darshan of Tirupati Balaji is the question? Yes, yes. Exact whatever it is in there, that is the darshan. Next day, because next day, what we saw, it is exact. Is this a miracle? It is. It's not. How can you call it a miracle? This is the grace of the Lord. You can't call it a miracle. Is this a, because Sirishwa is always asking, is this a miracle? Here's the, then, and so we were just walking around all day. We were free, we were with Dada only. And that evening, then when we went for dinner in the restaurant, we went for the dinner. We were just sitting with Dada. We were all sitting around, you know, Mahatmas. and the little groups on different tables. Then Natukaka was there. This we'll tell you more about Natukaka later on. There was one other gentleman there. And Dada was wearing all these garlands, and everybody was singing Dada Bhagwan Asen Jai Jaikar Ho, everything. That man was curious, so he just asked Natukaka, who is this man? And so the Natukaka just gave, he's a god. He just, you know, Natukaka was full of mixture, you know, he was little bit of English and Gujarati, he just, whatever language comes, he just gave it, he just gave him. And so the other person was very happy. So then he was, is that right? He's a Gnani. He's a god. Is he a god? Yes. Oh, is that right? So we are so grateful that he is here in Tirupati. He says, have you done the darshan? He says, no, we have had the alaukik. We have out of this world darshan. And then he told the story that he gave us the darshan outside. So he even got even more excited. He said, this is a very, very big person. He says, you come. This God has come from such a long time, and he can't even go inside. He was one of the key members. He was the chief construction engineer of the entire Tirupati Balaji Trust, one of the richest temples in the world. And if he has come in this campus, and if this Gnani, this looks terrible if he cannot be any. He says, come on, this won't work, no. So I will take you all. I'll give you a direct entrance without the big line. I will take you inside the next day. So he made all the arrangements. He says, I'll come here to get you at a specific time. At a critical time when they are feeding the Lord, you see, they are giving the prasad to the Lord, when they get a 15, he says, I'll arrange you so that from the back door you can come straight in, so you'll bypass the whole line. So inside the railing, so you really, so there is an external walk, and then there is a railings that you go like the airport security places, go back and forth, and then you come and... So all 25 of us, he took us straight to the Lord, where Lord Sri Krishna is. It's Vishnu Dev, Vishnu. And there everybody pushes each other. And if you're in a line, you get pushed. There are so many diamonds, they're all gold and diamonds. If you just try to look at one diamond, there's another diamond. It's gone. So for 15 minutes, we just had a beautiful vision of the Lord. And then we came home. And then we slept. And those people came they came after this darshan. They came. And so they came. So they lost the real darshan as well as the relative darshan too, because they did not listen to the Gnani. They wanted to go in the line, you see. So Dada gave the real darshan in the underneath the tree. Yes. Yes. And then Dimple says, we went there a couple of times, but we did not like it subsequently, because Niruma would go wherever Dada went subsequently, but they would have a lot of problems. They were not getting any... They had antarais or obstructions. They did not have this direct vision. Once Dada's car's radiator became very hot in this trip. The whole radiator was boiling over, the water was boiling, and so but then there was no water in the radiator, and so we had to wait, because until it cools down you can't put any water in it. And then we saw a convoy of military, 100 cars going, and there's a whole battalion going. And so Natukaka just stood in the middle, in front of the battalion. He just stood like this. And so all 100 cars just stopped. One guy came out. We just get the driver. Yes, this guy is a god. Come on, he's a Bhagwan. You know, the fellow who is sitting inside that car is a god. He's a living god. Get your blessings, get your blessings. You see, you. And touch his feet. Touch his feet. Sub, the whole of you just go and, you know, take his. And they have water bags, you see. And from your water bag, put one glass of water in the radiator. They have this drinking water. One glass from your drinking water into the radiator. Natukaka was a riot. He just figured. And this is military work. You know, you cannot. You see, in military is like this. The front car comes, everybody will come. So, you know, he's a god. So the other car is a god. He's a god. So, and the touch. And so he saw Dada's garland and everything. And so Dada does touch him. As he'll drink, put the water and go away. The second one. Hello, all convoy. And then, by that time, the water was cold in the radiator, and it was just. We moved on further. Once it happened, we were coming back from Bangalore to. We had not even passed the city. We were still in the suburbs of Bangalore, and one car stopped. So all the four cars stopped. So two or three were just messing around. Everybody would just come to Dada where Dada was. You know, they got a chance to be around Dada because while the car is being repaired. So today Dada was in our car because Dada would switch cars. Natukaka says, and there was a very well-dressed gentleman in suits and carrying a suitcase, carrying a briefcase. He was just going, so he said, make this man touch his feet. Natukaka says, make this man touch Dada's feet. No, I'll tell you how to do it. So he goes to that guy who is all, and he went after him. Hey, come here. God. What God? God, come here. Take his blessings. He came. Natukaka says, what's going on? He's God? He saw Dada. And then he made a face. He said, he's not a god. He's not. And he turned his face and he just started walking. Walking away. I smiled. I said, you know, Natukaka, see, you know. He says, you better touch his feet, otherwise you're going to die. That guy came back. He was so upset. He quickly came back and touched the other feet and then started walking. Ashirvad Lele, you take the blessings, otherwise you're going to die, my friend. You're going to die for sure. He says, what if I die? Or what is something? What happens if he gives me a wrong? Here they believe in bad omens, you see. What kind of car, Dada? And there was 1971, Dada had a contract in 1971 in Belapur. And there was a contract of 16 lakhs. And then there was a very big contract. Dada had his own. Dada had to go back and forth between his car.
Time limit.
And there was a time limit. Yes. And so he had the lowest tender. You know, you have to give tender for contracts from the government. And Dada would build these jetties in the ocean. You see, that was his work. I mean, that was the work of his company. And so. Every day he would have to go, and the bus and train, and then he'll go to Thana, by Bombay to Thana, and then another bus, and then Belapur. That's a very complicated way of moving around in the suburbs of Bombay, and then from Bandra and Dadar, and it was very difficult. And so, and then Dada had taken a second-hand car from Mumbai. And so, And so he had bought a car so that Dada can go back and forth between the site of work. And they had bought it for Dada. What kind of car was it?
It was an old standard car,
like an old standard. So Dada would go in that car. Was there a driver? No, there was a driver, and then Dada would go back and forth. Would he just leave it in Baroda?
And then
occasionally he took it to Baroda, but he just used a little bit. That was Dada's own car. And in this trip, that in the South India trip, Natuka, Jayant Vice
brother.
So Natuka and Dada and five. What did they got? One. They bought a car for the trip only. It was a black. It was a black ambassador. What was the color? Dada would sit in the front. What the kind of car was it? The standard Dada. You know, we did not have a driver in the pilgrimage. Okay, let us all do a samayik. Whatever external difficulties happen, so where your pride is, where anger, deceit, greed or pride or illusory attachment come, there is an inner suffering. Wherever you miss the penance, inner presence, penance, let us do that samayik. Now we will be called Jai Sachidanand, so let us do the samayik of those instances in life where you miss the opportunities for penance and you react. Jai Sachidanand. Deepak Bhai for a Vidhi, so he's going to do our Vidhi. Jai Sachidanand. Let us do the Vidhi. Shuddhatmachu. Jai Sachidanand to all the Mahatmas. Jai Sachidanand.